What's going on, everybody? We are back at it again. Episode 111 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin, and his name also is Kevin.
Thanks for doing my intro.
Hey, you're I introduced you, you motherfucker. You got plenty of talking to do.
And his name.
So, this week we are continuing our Blackburn cult stuff, yes, right?
Blackburn part deuce. All right, so, without further ado...
You talk, I'm going to job hunt.
So last week I mentioned how the followers of this little cult, wackadoodle cult, would watch the priestesses kill mules. Well, I guess that wasn't the only thing they watched.
They watched fucking Weird Ward wash his underwear?
No.
Well, you gotta wash him because you pooped in him.
I fucking hate that dude already. Like... I know you said we're probably not going to talk about him much more this week, but I'm going to, because fuck Ward, I hope he's dead. Because if not, he'd be like 140, so.
He's dead.
Fuck him. Fuck him and his weird little rat claws.
So, anyway, so where I was going with that was that Matilda and Ruth were known for their specialized cures, and I say cures in the big quotes.
Big old flaming quotes.
Yes. And, well, they used... one of these cures to help a woman named Florence Turner, who was 30 years old at the time, to help in her blood malady.
Okay. Kay.
Now, they helped her by putting her into an oven and baking her.
I mean, in all fairness, that will get rid of the bad blood that you have.
Yeah.
Because, well, you don't have any because you're a cookie now.
She... was cured, all right. She died 2 days later.
Well, they fucking cooked her.
Yeah. I mean...
that's... now, did they bake her or did they broil her? Was there, like, a separate tray underneath with, like, water in it to build up some humidity so it's, like, nice and
so
tender?
So sauna?
No, it's like broiling a steak. Or did they just, know. Like, put her in there and bake her like a bread?
I think they...
or did they, like, wrap her, like, tightly in some aluminum foil and put some, like, beef broth in there and, like...
no, I think they Hansel and Gretel'd her. Fucking... poof.
They turned her into a fucking cake.
Exactly.
What was
or
her name?
Cookies. Florence Turner.
Oh.
She was 30 years old.
Oh. Florence cake.
Yeah, Florence cake. This is the best cake, though.
Right? Flow cookies.
yeah... they also did that. They did that.
So they cooked this bitch.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Really? It's kind of weird. It's like a little suspect that they baked a person. That's real fucking weird, my friend.
Yeah.
If that's not real weird, I'd like to know what your definition is.
I know.
Like watching somebody get decapitated with a vibrator or something, because I mean, we can find some videos online, I'm sure.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm... desperately trying to drag us off track.
You are, but
hey, you know what? In all fairness, in my own defense, I'm doing a pretty good fucking job.
Yeah. So now this first part might seem like I'm kind of backtracking a little bit, but I have to because it ties into happenings. Okay. Now Ruth was married to this guy named Edgar J. Reichenbach.
Edgar.
Yeah, Edgar.
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 Wasn't even my husband. It was. Something wearing an Edgar suit.
Edgar scoop.
Yeah. Sugar. More sugar.
Edgar, you don't even like sugar.
I said more sugar!
I still haven't figured out how he did that after he blew his fucking brains out on the toilet. A hell of an actor.
It was.
God damn it, he's good. He still is.
He is. He was actually in, what was that show?
Daredevil. And
yes.
He played...
yes,
Kingpin.
He did. Yeah. But, no, I'm talking also in...
best white Kingpin ever, by the way. Because fucking Michael Clark Duncan. The movie sucked, but Michael Clark Duncan is awesome.
True. He's a big guy. But, I mean, no, he also was in... what the fuck is that? Not NYPD Blue, right? Was it? Or Criminal Intent or something like that. One of those, like... like cop shows.
I have no idea.
He was in one of those. Anyway,
I'll take your word for it at this point.
That's you know, besides the point.
It sure is.
She married Edgar J. Reichenbach in L.A. in 1919, and they were divorced in 1924. She then got married to a gentleman by the name of Sam Rizzio, whom she had only known a short time when she married, when they got married in 1924 in May of that year. Now, he moved into her religious cult headquarters.
Oh, that was a mistake.
yeah. Now, this is, I guess, where she, like, they moved into was where Koreatown's Ma Dong Mall is today. He soon grew tired of the phantasms there and begged Ruth to run away with him.
Okay, no. First of all, she's not going to, because she's spent a good section of her life at this point in time bilking fucking rich weirdos out of their money.
Exactly.
So she ain't going anywhere. Nah. Like, you can go.
Yes.
But I'm gonna stay.
Yes.
Because my mom's fucking crazy. I'm fucking crazy. And we are making money from dumb dudes.
And everybody thinks that we're smart as fuck.
Yeah, they think we're some kind of, like, fucking... some blessed by the whatever.
By the angels. Fucking,
yeah. They spoke.
God or
they,
whatever.
They talked at us, and they're like, listen here.
Do the
y'all
things.
Are special. Go do your thing.
Yes. So, supposedly, during one argument, he hit her so hard that he drew blood, causing the cultists to form a wall around their queen. Now, however, most accounts of what happened within the cult should be questioned because, well, they come from Ruth and May.
Right.
And they're pretty well, you know, nutso. So, you know, I wouldn't believe a fucking word they said.
No, not even a fucking chance.
So, after this fight, Ruth said Sam had abruptly packed his things and left.
Sure.
She told Sam's mother that he was doing religious work as penance and were to return when it was done.
He's doing the Lord's work because he busted my lip.
Yes. Well, later she spookily phrased it as...
spookily dookily.
Yes. As he was... This is quote. This is an exact quote. He is now a high priest, invisible to less spiritual eyes.
I'm pretty sure that's like...
He's become the Holy Ghost!
And I'm pretty confident that's like cult code for like... We fucking killed him.
Uh-uh.
We buried him.
No.
We buried him in...
Uh-uh.
A shoebox.
No.
I don't know, something. We found a crate of some sort.
No, he's a high priest. He's invisible, okay? He got the cloak of invisibility. All right, so maybe they
So he beat Metal Gear Solid and got the headband.
You got it right. He had a...
Nobody else is ever going to fucking get that reference other than me, because I suck.
First off, he upgraded from the box of invisibility.
Are you fucking mocking my fandom?
No! That was the greatest fucking... Listen, how many times did I watch you play that game? And tell you, no, you can't go. Wait, hold on. I was watching all this shit for you. Come on.
I will take this very small little knife and I will run it from the base of your perineum up to the base of your penis and pull your balls out and just flop them around and tie them in a knot.
You're so kinky.
Don't fuck with Metal Gear. Fuck out of here. Just because you don't have a fucking anything you actually like.
That's true.
Just because you love nothing in this life.
That's true.
You piece of shit. You miserable fuck.
You're right.
Anyway.
You're right.
Sorry. That was really mean, but it was funny.
So to corroborate her story, she showed a short letter that she received from Sam. And the letter stated, "I am sorry that I have been so mean to you. I should have realized that after so many years of hard work that you have had in writing the sixth seal and the great sacrifices you have made, that you were not strong and able to stand my abuse. This is goodbye." Sam's younger brother, Frank Rizzio, immediately suspected that the letter was a forgery.
Surprise! It is! No shit.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but, you know. So, he decided to do his own snooping and infiltrated the cult by getting May, which is Matilda,
yep,
to hire him as her chauffeur. When, after only a few days, he discovered Sam's clothes and suitcase, Matilda, responded very angrily and made it seem as so Sam would be coming back very, very soon. Because, you know, she's like, oh, wow, you know, that's just, you know, he left him here.
Yeah,
kind of sure. Making something up. Now, the Rizzios threatened to go to the police, but never did. Perhaps because they were trying to escape their own criminal past. Now, Sam had already served 9 months in juvenile hall for altering checks, and his father had been wanted for a triple homicide in Chicago in connection.
Okay, so those are two completely different things.
Yeah.
Like, daddy's like a hardcore criminal, and I'm just some, like, punk-ass kid trying to get an extra fucking 35 cents when I write a check for bread or something.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Well, but back then, though, think about it. Back then, that's a big crime. Think about, at one time, stealing a horse.
Yeah, but, I mean, bigger than killing three people?
Stealing a horse got you fucking, you know, long drop, sudden stop.
I think I would rather take the punishment for writing a bad check than killing three people.
Well, anyway, so his father had been wanted for a triple homicide in Chicago in connection with the Black Hand Gang, which was the precursor to the Mafia.
Okay.
Now, Sam's disappearance would have been promptly investigated 5 years later when Ruth and May were arrested. So, you know, once they got arrested, well, his murder would be investigated. Now, this kind of does jump ahead a little bit, but I figured, hey, you know, why not just keep with this? So, now, handwriting analysis later on did actually review his letter and noted that it had the same misspellings as Ruth's writing. So, they also determined that a second letter sent to Sam's mother couldn't have been written by him because he was left-handed.
Right.
So, because, I mean, as some might not know... you can tell the difference between someone who's left-handed versus someone who's right.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I can tell the difference between mine and yours.
Yeah, you can actually read mine.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that a lot of left-hand people, your, like, handwriting is, like, super, like...
Decent.
Like, really? No, really. Oh, no, I know. I'm not joking.
No, I know. It's weird.
And I don't understand, like, because you don't find too many people that are right-handed that have, like, such... good handwriting as a left-handed person.
Right. It's more common. I think it's because we're smarter than you guys, but...
Probably.
Something like that.
So, now we're going to jump ahead now to November of 1924. Willa Rhodes and her parents were summoned from Portland, Oregon. Willa was to be installed as one of the 11 queens who were to rule the world from Hollywood. Now, upon her...
Jesus Christ.
Upon her arrival to the group in Hollywood, Willow was gifted with 7 puppies that were named after the 7 syllables in cephalage, which is, they are the sol, fa syllables in the musical scale of melody. That's what that means.
Okay.
Okay. Now, on Christmas Day, she developed a toothache, or sorry, not toothache, tooth infection.
Ah.
And her, yeah, actually, to make a confession, when typing this out, I looked at what it said, and I actually had said tooth ache. I was like, looked at it again, and went, no, it's just tooth infection, dumbass. Oh,
that's so funny.
Shut up, you're an asshole. Fuck you.
Yep.
Anyway, so on Christmas Day, she developed a tooth infection, and her parents refused to bring her to the dentist to have it looked at because, well, you know, you have healers there, Ruth and Matilda. They could heal her. Yeah, right. So instead, they told her that she would die and be resurrected with the sixth seal when the sixth seal was published. On New Year's Day of 1925, 16-year-old cult member Willow Rhodes died from a severe infection as a result of the toothache. Blackburn assured her grieving parents and also cult members that the girl would be resurrected to life after 1,260 days had passed, and that's about when her book would be published, which she never did. Now, all they had to do was take her body, this is her parents,
mm-hmm.
and preserve it until the event.
Yeah.
The deceased girl's body was immediately placed in a bathtub to preserve it, be preserved with ice, spices, and salt. Then Matilda ordered the same to be done for the girl's seven puppies. They had to be the puppies had to be poisoned first.
Oh, Jesus Christ, leave the dogs alone.
I know. Now, this was done because Matilda claimed that the puppies would help to awaken Willa when the seven notes of Gabriel's trumpet would sound.
Fucking don't kill dogs, you cunts.
Yeah. Willa and her puppies were kept frozen for more than a year, which would require 600 pounds of ice a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking ice.
And, I mean, people are going to get suspicious when you're ordering that much ice, because this is before your fucking refrigerator made it. You had to call somebody and have them deliver ice and an ice truck.
Yeah. Or you had to go to,
like an ice store. You couldn't just go to the fucking corner store and be like, hey, I need two bags of ice. Give me the keys. You know, you can't, you're not going to fucking walk into the mobile station and be like, oh, yeah, no, $8 for ice. It's fine.
Yeah. Now, the cult moved three times during this year period with the frozen bodies. Now, well, it wasn't long before Matilda must have wanted to keep the heat off herself and her daughter for the book not coming out. So she told Willa's parents that Willa would not be resurrected as soon as she thought. She told Willa's parents that they would take her body and the puppies' bodies and bury them under the floor of their Venice home for safekeeping. Matilda claimed that Willa had been, quote, sacrificed to save the world, making it sound like Willa's death was planned.
Yeah, she died of a tooth infection, correct? Not much plan on that.
Yeah. Now, she trumped the claims up even more by saying that Willa had been feeling better on New Year's Eve, and that she had partied with the members of the cult. Now, Willa's parents did as instructed, and they put her body and the puppies' bodies in a metal box and buried it under the floorboards of their house. Mm. Spoiler alert. She was later found.
No way. They found a dead body? Mm-hmm. I wonder how they did that. I wonder if it had something to do with the smell.
No.
Or some other bullshit, stupid fuckery.
Actually, in February of 1925, a small metal box was found at a construction site in Topanga, which is near Fernwood. Inside of the box was photographs of Matilda and a wealthy businessman by the name of Fremont Everett. And also in the box were financial papers that showed that he had given her gifts amounting to $100,000.
Hey, at that time?
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty near $1 million now, I would imagine.
Yeah, something close to that.
Yeah, with inflation and whatnot.
Also inside the box were love letters. Now, this discovery forced Matilda to admit that she'd had an affair with Everett and buried their correspondence six years previous. And after he had actually refused to leave his wife, so nice. She just buried him. Now, during her, this kind of just jump ahead here, but you know, it's still relevant. During her trial, she admitted to having dug the box up herself. Now, some say that it was a stunt that Matilda used to throw the cops off her trail because she knew that they had been looking into her for defrauding her followers. So she's like, well, hey, you know, might as well just, you know, throw them off a little bit. Oh, I dug it up.
Yeah.
Now, so this little love affair would naturally be denied by Everett. And the involuntary outing of gifts she'd received might make the story more believable, but, you know, Everett denied all of it. He said, Everett did deny the affair and said that he'd only met Matilda, May, as he called her, to buy property from her, not to have an affair. He pointed out that she'd been married at the time and described any letters they'd exchanged as strictly business, which explains why some of the letters were written on company stationery. Now, Everett's letters are written with the same language as Sam's letters.
Okay.
And seem to be influenced by numerology, which is a major concern of the grade 11 now. Grade 11. Now, it is suggested that Matilda did have an affair with Everett, but she used this to blackmail him and turn some of the wording of the letters around that they had, where they're corresponding to each other,
right,
to make it sound like they were actually having a love affair, but they really weren't.
Okay.
Yeah. So in 1928, Matilda and nine of her followers traveled to Stovepipe Wells in Death Valley to perform a ceremony. Now, it is suggested that the ceremony was performed, that the ceremony performed was to bury the body of Sam. And now, within months of Matilda and Ruth being arrested, Matilda asked Willa's father to bury a box, a large box, at the Bear Lake, Big Bear Lake, and she did not tell him what was inside. So I'm guessing that he never asked what was inside the box. He just buried it.
Right.
And the police thought the box may have contained the remains of Sam, but they never found the box at either location. So either A, they didn't perform a ceremony, and that was just a made-up thing. And she did have the trunk buried at Big Bear Lake, but it was something else that was inside the box.
What's in the box?
You know? So
what's in the fucking box?
Yeah. Now, by 1929, Dabney, who was the guy that originally gave him all of that money,
mm-hmm,
and some of the other Blackburn followers lost patience with Matilda and Ruth, and they wanted actually to have the book completed, and were kind of pissed that it wasn't, because, I mean, they had promised that the book would be done, and they would, you know about the apocalyptic events to come. Now, they filed charges of fraud and theft against Blackburn. So, I shouldn't say just Matilda. It was actually against Ruth as well.
Right.
Now, it was for as much as $200,000, which is approximately $3 million today, which is a lot of fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I did also find a much larger number for the fraud amount, which was $500,000, but I'm not sure which of these amounts is correct, because, I mean, you know, one here's another, one here, you know, another one here's another number, so don't really know, you know, what is the correct amount, per se. All I know is that they did file the charges against Matilda and Ruth for fraud between the periods of 1922 to 1929. And as allegations also emerged of unreported deaths and disappearances, police expanded their interest, leading to the discovery of the mummified body of Willa Rhodes beneath her parents' Venice home. Now, it could not be determined what Willa had died from, anything other than natural causes. However, the police were unable to uncover any viable evidence regarding the disappearance of four other cult members, including Ruth's husband.
Okay.
Prosecutors could not substantiate the allegations of a cult member's death from being baked in an oven as well. So they couldn't, you know, Florence, Sam, they couldn't really, don't really know. We can't, you know, there's nothing here to back that up.
Well, I mean, Sam's a croissant now.
True.
And the other guy is, maybe a pie crust?
Florence?
Oh, no, she's a cake.
She's a cake.
I thought they baked the other guy, too.
No.
Okay.
No, Sam's a pie crust, Florence is a cake.
No, Sam's a croissant, we just went over this.
And Willa's a fucking mummy.
Ice mummy.
Yes. Now, with those allegations, and also the allegations of orgies inside of the cult being made, the police decided to move in and arrest Matilda and Ruth. They were arrested in late 1929 while they were living in the Simi Hills at their 164-acre compound. The press would go on to dub the compound as Harmony Hamlet. Before we continue, let's take a break right here. And we'll come back and, you know, with some more of this strange fucking cult.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back.
Okay, we're back. All right, so on this side of the break, I want to start this off by reading an article from the Associated Press. This was from October 7th, 1929, in Los Angeles. So it starts off by saying, "Documents of a strange religion cult were examined by the police here today in an effort to determine whether the death of Willa Rhodes, 16-year-old, quote, high priestess of the organization, whose body was found in a specially made casket beneath the floor of her foster parents' home here, was sacrificed as a part of ritual of the organization. The foster parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Rhodes, were held as material witnesses. After the officers unearthed the casket containing the girl's body and another in which were the bodies of seven dogs, Mrs. Rhodes tearfully admitted that the girl died more than 4 years ago.
Holy shit.
And that her body had been kept for more than a year in the hope she would be resurrected through the powers of the cult. For more than a year after Miss Rhodes' death, on January 1st, 1925, the corpse had been preserved in ice. The foster mother said, although a preliminary examination failed to produce anything indicating that the girl had met a violent death, Captain B.W. Thomas, I think it was supposed to be Thompson, but it says Thomas, of the police Bunko squad, voiced the theory that her life had been sacrificed in the operations of the cult. Police suspicion was directed to the Rhodes home after two other members of the cult, Mrs. Otis Blackburn, the high priestess, and her daughter, Mrs. Ruth Angelina Wyland Rizzio, had been held on charges of embezzling about $50,000 from persons who had contributed to the organization, which bore the name of the Divine Order of the Royal Arm of the Great Seal. Jesus.
It's still a fucking mouthful.
I know. God damn.
Unnecessary.
They could have, like, reduced it.
Yeah, or they could have just not started a fucking cult.
I mean, it could have been, like, the T-D-O-R-A-G-S. Something like that. I don't know.
Or could have just not started a cult.
That's true.
Could have just been fucking normal people and been like, hey, well, you know, you suck at acting, so start flipping some burgers. Yeah. Kid, we got rent to pay.
Something. You know? Go fucking make hot dogs.
I mean, you're already a stripper, so I mean, just fucking keep it up. Start making some money.
Yeah. So it goes on to continue to say, the dogs had been pets of the dead girl, and according to the story of old Mrs. Rhodes, represented the seven tones of Gabriel's trumpet, which the cultists expected to proclaim, quote, resurrection morn. investigation was started at the request of Clifford R. Dabney, wealthy Venice, California oil operator who charges that after becoming a member of the cult, he advanced approximately $40,000 to Mrs. Blackburn pending the completion of a book she was writing to be known as The Sixth Seal, and upon which the colony based its belief. Mrs. Blackburn's arrest as an embezzlement charge disclosed activities of the cult, which brought relations leading to the discovery of the girl's body. Her husband, standing silently by Mrs. Rhodes, told investigators that her stepdaughter had died of diphtheria January 1st, 1925. Believing she would be resurrected, the body was placed in a copper-lined casket made by Mr. Rhodes, packed in ice, and for more than a year transported from one dwelling to another as the family changed residences. Despairing of the resurrection that never came, Mrs. Rhodes told officers that the burial took place February 10th, 1926. So,
this just keeps getting fucking stranger and weirder and stranger, you know?
Yeah.
I don't... This is why I make you do the cult stuff, because I can't.
Well, you fucking zone out.
No, I'm paying attention. I just fucking... I have a hard time following some of this shit, because they use, like, such fucking dumb terminology and stuff. But I just don't... I don't know. I hate these fucking people. Every time we do a cult, I'm like, I fucking hate you guys. Why can't somebody start, like, a cult where everybody's just fucking cool with each other, and it stays that way? Like, listen, no, we're just gonna, like, buy a compound, we're gonna have a bunch of guns and shit, we're gonna just fucking live off the land and whatever. He tried that.
Yeah.
Fuck. And the ATF burned it down. Then they also killed that guy and they killed that guy's wife in Ruby Ridge, which he was pretty much trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. I mean... crazy stuff. Yeah. So now, 2 days later, October 9th, 1929, another article in the Associated Press came out. And this article stated, Los Angeles authorities today attempt to ascertain whether four missing women, all purported members of the religious cult known as the Divine Order of the Royal Arm of the Great Seal... Fuck, I can't say... I hate saying that name. God damn. I'm just going to say the Great Seal from now on.
Fuck it.
No, I won't.
The anyway. Group of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, the group of these assholes. anyway, so... the all purported members of the religious cult known as the Divine Order of the Royal Arm of the Great Seal are dead. And if so, what caused their deaths, and what disposable was made of their bodies? The body of 16-year-old Willow Rhodes, now, there's a caption below that actually said that she was 19, but she was 16.
She was 16 when she died and would have been 19 when they found her? Or?
Yeah, there was actually, there happens to be it says captions below says 19, but really there was actually, she was actually 16.
Okay.
Now... described, continues on to say, described as a priestess of the sect, was found Sunday in a casket under the flooring of a house occupied by her foster parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Rhodes. William Rhodes, cult members. Investigation of the circumstances of her death and the burial both indicated she had died of natural sauces. It says sauces, but it meant causes.
She died of natural sauces.
Yeah, I can't make this shit up. Somebody didn't do their proofreading.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
She was Alfredo'd.
Yep, she was.
Pasta primavera'd.
Fucking rigatoni'd.
That's a pasta, though. That's not a sauce. Rigatoni's a pasta.
Whatever. Four cheese Alfredo.
She was lightly garlic and buttered.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. But she died of natural causes. But a chemical analysis of the body is being made. members of a colony maintained by the religious order in the Santa Susana Hills, just hills north of her, were being questioned regarding the reported deaths of Francis Turner, a Hireland Sartoris, Catherine Bowles, and Adele McGuffin. Investigators say they have evidence to indicate that the women were dead and are attempting to learn in what manner they had died and where the bodies and where they were buried. Mrs. May Otis Byrne, head of the cult, her daughter, Mrs. Ruth Angeline Wyland Rizzio, and Mr. and Mrs. Rhodes were held in the Los Angeles County Jail until completion of the investigation of the reported deaths. The burial of Willow Rhodes and charges of embezzlement made by Clifford Dabney, Long Beach oil man, against Mrs. Rhodes and Mr. and Mrs. Wyland. I mean,
again, confusing bullshit. Yeah. Because it's just a bunch of confusing bullshit.
I mean, they must not have had anything to report on. They're like, wait a minute, any other news? No, let's just keep, you know, reporting the same shit. You know, because there's nothing else new.
Huh, that sounds real familiar.
You know, it's like...
it's almost like the media hasn't changed in 80-some-odd years. Well, crazy.
They don't have anything else to report on this crime, so, well, let's reiterate different portions of it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they can prove anything still.
No, because, like, even if we don't have all the details, we can make some up, too. Because we're in journalism and we're allowed to do that. We don't have to tell the truth. We're just encouraged to.
So this all happens in 1929. The LAPD have become more suspicious of the group. They actually arrested Matilda and Ruth. And all based off of the allegations of the embezzlement, murder, reports of orgies that actually...
Whoa. Yeah. That's illegal?
I don't know.
I don't want to live in a fucking world where that's illegal.
I don't know, man.
If you are a consenting adult and you want to fuck other consenting adults in just a pile, fucking go for it.
Well, apparently 1929, it wasn't a good thing. Because...
you also weren't allowed to have goddamn booze back then either.
The city tabloids were, you know, circulating that the cult is actually participating in orgies.
Yeah, they're doing big fuck piles. Let them.
Yeah. Maybe they were. Maybe they weren't.
You know, they want to do sex stuff by the lake. Let them. Fucking leave them alone. It's none of your goddamn business.
But they were actually, I mean, with that said, they were actually more interested in the investments made by wealthy benefactors that were kind of brought in by Ruth. You know, because they were like, okay.
Yeah.
Now, they took Matilda, like I had said, they took Matilda and Ruth in for questioning to answer questions about their suspicious behavior. Now, some of the followers of the cult also filed charges against them, like I had said. Let's push ahead now to March 3rd of 1930. Mary Otis Blackburn's, there was another article written by the Associated Press, and in this article it states, Mary Otis Blackburn, organizer and high priestess of the Divine Order of the Royal Arm of the Great 11, a religious cult today, awaited sentence on 8 counts of grand theft. The woman whose concord in the cult was that of the North Star was convicted yesterday by a jury. Yes, this is asshole.
Okay.
Your buddy there that you don't like. Rat King.
Fucking Ward.
Ward, he was convicted yesterday by a grand jury which had deliberated since Friday. She was ordered to jail. Her attorney had not revealed whether he will appeal. Let's all just stop right there. The penalty under California law is from 1 to 14 years in the penitentiary for each account. So, The high priestess received a verdict with compressed lips. Her daughter, Mrs. Ruth Wyland Rizzio, and Mrs. Blackburn's aged father wept. The grand theft charges grew out of a complaint by Clifford Dabney, like we knew already.
Right.
Wealthy oil operator. They keep always trying to say wealthy oil operator. Like, you know, that's of some importance.
Well, I mean, it is because he's got money, so he's important.
Yeah. It continues that the cult leader had bilked him out of $40,000. He testified she obtained...
That's chump change. He's a wealthy oil operator, after all. He can find that in his couch.
I know. So he testified that she obtained the money from him in financing the writing of a book to be known as The Great Sixth Seal, which she told him was being dedicated by the archangels Gabriel and Michael. Dabney testified...
With a foreword by Jesus Christ.
Yes. Dabney testified Mrs. Blackburn told him that the would reveal sources of untold wealth in oil and mineral deposits. Upon her promise to reveal the secrets of the book to him 3 years before it was distributed to the public, he said he agreed to finance it. Dabney made his complaint to the district attorney last October. An official inquiry into the activities of the cult began immediately, and the result of the discovery of the body of a young high priestess, Willa Rhodes, buried beneath the floor of her foster parents' home. The girl had been dead 3 years, but the body was not buried until 1926. As Mrs. Blackburn told the foster parents, the completion of the sixth seal would result in her resurrection. Miss Rhodes' body was preserved in ice, salt, and spices. In the grave were found the bodies of seven dogs symbolizing the seven notes of Gabriel's trumpet. The girl's parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Rhodes, testified the burial was made when they lost faith in Mrs. Blackburn. An autopsy and there was no action taken.
So, I mean, at least they seasoned her before they froze her.
That's true. No. Well, I mean,
really lock in that flavor when you toss it out. You take it out, and toss it on the grill.
Well, the
we're gonna marinate her overnight. You know,
I'm not sure about the spices, but the salt. Well, the spices are probably to knock down the odor.
I mean, some oregano, basil. Throw some bay leaves in there. Just make sure you take the bay leaves out before you actually eat it, because you don't want to eat those because they're fucking gross. Maybe some thyme and rosemary. You know. We're making a fucking stew.
Hey, you know?
You always marinate your meat. You never just cook that shit bare. It's gross. Season it before you cook it.
Another article published on March 14th, 1930 says, quote, Mrs. May Otis Blackburn, cult leader, yesterday was sentenced to 1 to 10 years in San Quentin Penitentiary. For the grand theft of $45,000 from Clifford Dabney. Let me guess. Wait, hold on.
Rich oil something or other.
Yes, asshole.
Yes, rich oil asshole. Rich asshole oil.
Ooh. Rich oil asshole?
An oily rich asshole.
Yes!
There we go.
An oily rich asshole.
Bam.
I knew it.
Because asshole oil just makes it sound like he... ate way too much, like, spicy food, and he's just got the runs.
All right, no,
He's got the fucking trots.
No, he was a wealthy oil operator and cult follower.
He was an oil typhoon.
Yes.
God damn it, it's too bad I already wrote down her quote of the night, quote of the week for this one.
Ha fucker!
I think that's going to be a special mention, because that was pretty good.
I liked it.
Because, I mean, she died of natural sauces. It's pretty fucking great. And it wasn't even a fuck-up. Well, on our part.
Yeah. A writ of probable cause was granted by a superior court permitting her to remain in the county jail pending appeal. A motion for a new trial was denied. Mrs. Blackburn was accused of obtaining the money from Dabney on false representations that angels were aiding her in writing a book which revealed the location of vast mineral deposits on the earth.
The angels lied to me, so I lied to you by accident. So how's this my fault? That's pretty fucking great. But the thing is, like, if she's going to be arrested for lying to this guy about, like, angels saying they were going to tell her where oil is, shouldn't it almost be a wash for him being that goddamn gullible? You imagine, like, going to the bar to talk to your buddies, be like, yeah, so I met this girl. She's pretty great. I mean, I've given her some money. I mean, you guys know that I'm a oil dink, so I need to know where all the oil is. And she told me that the angels told her that they're going to tell her where all the oil is.
See, the angels.
So I gave her the money. And your buddies are just sitting there looking at you like, Bill, you got fucking fucked, bud. But no, she loves me, and she doesn't even want my money. She's just trying to.
I'm telling you.
I had to give her the money to give to the angels so that they could tell her.
You guys don't listen to me. The angels.
It's a heavenly pyramid scheme.
You got it right.
She had to pay the angels so they could tell her where the oil is so that I can find the oil and I can make more money. See, I don't sound crazy at all. At all.
No. See, what really happened was...
Just a little bit.
So what really happened was, yes, I paid her to pay the angels who then had to pay the god the money who said they got the information from the god, but, well...
And now God owes me money.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't think I'm going to get it.
Probably not. He's not very good. He can't be good with money if the church has to get that much.
He's not good at paying his debts.
I mean,
sorry.
Fucking, what's he doing with all that money? Cocaine?
Could be.
Doing coke with God would be kind of rad, though.
Yeah.
Just snorting coke off the dash of fucking God's Corvette. What are we going to do now? I don't know. Let's make turtles or some shit.
Let's do donuts. Woo!
You know, I invented the donut. You're pretty fucking cool, God.
No, you're pretty cool, turtle.
And we're also going to invent the German language where we're going to have a turtle. But if you translate it literally, it means armored toad.
Ah.
He strikes again.
Nice. So, although other cult members were reported to have been mysteriously disappeared, not to mention the strange baking business of
now, how often did they do bake sales?
I don't know. Once a week, maybe.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Every other Thursday. Fuck it. Now, no charges were ever brought in those cases. Matilda was actually released after appealing her case in 1931, and the state...
So, she served, like, a year in jail?
Yeah.
Fuck, okay.
The state Supreme Court ruled that the testimony about the cult's weird rituals was wrongly admitted at the prophet's trial. And it said, quote, "This is a free country where there is freedom of religious worship. And it is not actionable to the court if the defendant made certain representations as to the being divine." The Great 11 cult reportedly decamped for Lake Tahoe, and it was not heard from again.
So basically, they're saying that she's not guilty of any of this because that guy was fucking gullible and gave her his money.
Yeah.
That's fair. Honestly, it's fair. You can't fucking sue somebody for fooling you because you're fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can't do that.
I don't think you can either. So, I mean, honestly, so all this shit happened. Ruth and Matilda got away with it. Scott fucking
And they only
free.
Had to fucking bake two people.
Exactly. And fucking... And put, you know, and season someone, put them in a fucking box for like
fucking hell.
6 years. And apparently she still wasn't ready to cook.
Well, no, it's like those steaks that they like melt a bunch of butter and it's like big fat chunk of steak and they dunk it in the butter. They pull it up and they let it dry and they leave it in they basically leave it in like a cooler for like 30 days.
Then you cut it. I saw a guy.
Oh, shit, that little stuff looks good.
I saw a guy from Australia that leaves it in for 103 days.
Yeah. It all depends.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then you just chop the butter off of it and it like fucking falls apart because it's, you know,
yeah,
partly rotted. So, but then you grill that shit and I bet it's fantastic.
So yeah, so Matilda and Ruth got away scot-free. Matilda served time.
Barely.
Barely. Ruth didn't. They kind of took off and were never heard or seen from again.
Right.
Just kind of vanished into the mist. You know, like gorillas. You know,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Gorillas in the Mist, asshole. God. You don't even know the movie. Whatever. Don't even talk to me.
Was that about, like, those South American guys that kidnapped all those people?
Yep. You know what?
Or is it real gorillas?
Yes, real gorillas.
Oh.
God.
Those ones are fucking boring. You're I want to be like one of the gorillas with like an AK-47 or something.
God. Has to be AK-47s. Can't be anything fucking natural. No goddamn silverbacks. No. We don't want to talk about that.
Not like a Che Guevara gorilla because he was a piece of shit. But like IRA gorillas, that'd be kind of cool.
All right.
I mean.
So yeah, so that is the Blackburn Cult.
It sure is.
Kevin said, you know.
We thought three parts but
you know what?
Fuck these guys. They're only getting two.
Yeah. Surprise, assholes.
Not you guys. These guys.
Yeah. We're not calling you guys the thing.
It's fucking Ward's fault with his dumb little clicker claws.
It is.
Ugh. Yeah. You know what was really cool about him, though, is with those teeth and the claws like that, he could actually get through concrete.
Yeah, but...
Because rats can eat through concrete. It's fucking gross.
I was just kind of shocked that she went to San Quentin.
There was no fucking women's prisons back then.
Alcatraz? Okay. Put her in Alcatraz.
Still a men's prison.
All right, fine. I hope Ward went to Alcatraz then.
I hope Ward died on the fucking glue board. Like he deserved to. Fucking piece of shit with a little chunk of cereal in his mouth. Cocksucker.
So yeah, so
that... Rat-faced little fuck.
That's the Blackbird Cult. Hope everyone loved it. As much as I did.
Or at least tolerated it. Just sat back and let it happen to you.
Yep.
Because that's what I did.
You did.
I stayed engaged.
Yeah,
Last week I was playing dominoes.
You were fucking playing dominoes, I saw
I was not. I was job hunting because my job fucking sucks.
All right. Well, we'll cut that out.
You guys need to, like, do Patreon and buy shirts and shit so that I can make this my full-time job. Because, I mean, I've got other shows I want to do and shit. But I can't do the all three or five or whatever the fuck I'm going to end up doing if I got to still work for a shitty company and make no goddamn money.
We are going to cut that out, right?
And deal with high school horseshit drama.
We'll cut that out. So what do you think about the Blackburn Cult?
It's a bunch of fucking weirdos that, again, were in it for money because mm-hmm. that's all any cult is. Well, generally, they're in it for money and fucking. These ones were just in it for money, it seems like.
I mean, the Solar Temple really wasn't in for the fucking.
Really? Really? You're going to tell me that bunch of weird fucking D&D nerds that were like just... Okay, one of them was totally in it just for the fucking.
All right, fine. All right, one of them was. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. And 12 Tribes, I mean...
Well, they're in it
They're going to fuck you crazy.
That's true.
And, I mean, just about every cult is like...
Or try to sell you some fucking weird food.
Yeah. Just about every cult is like, hey, so I'm going to need all of your money... And I'm also going to need you to not have sex with your partner of choice because I'm the only one that's allowed to do that.
But it almost
with whomever I feel like.
But it almost seemed like with this one, it was that part wasn't...
just about money.
It was just about money and doing fucking weird rituals of killing fucking shit and, you know, trying to act like a cult, but you're really not a cult.
You gotta think about it. We're in it for the money because... Mama realized that her daughter is a failure as an actress.
Mm-hmm. And
mom has no fucking discernible skills of her own.
Exactly.
Other than talking dumb people and giving them her money.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
So she has the gift of gab and that is fucking it.
It is it.
And I totally relate to that because I have no discernible skills, but I can talk.
You're right.
I mean... I can talk, and I can build shit a little.
So you do have the hair for it, so you could start a cult.
I'm not allowed. I've asked.
Fat Jesus.
And I'd be like, listen, I don't care. No, dude, I would probably turn more into, like, Fat David Koresh. You know this. Yes. You're like, listen, we're going to build a big old fucking compound. Everybody's going to have jobs. We're going to buy a bunch of fucking guns, and we're going to mind our own business.
See, that's not a cult, though.
Were they?
Or you?
I mean, he was fucking kids.
Or
kinda.
Well, but you're not gonna fuck any kids because your wife will kill you.
I don't want to. I'm also not mentally fucking deranged. I don't want to fuck kids.
Well, I'm saying you won't fuck anybody. You won't be fucking any other woman besides your wife.
Unless she's cool with it.
Oh, that's true. Okay, fine. Touche there.
And you never know.
See, you, what you would do is you would put fucking, you'd put things out there to make people think that you were a cult.
Oh, for sure. I would totally fuck with the general public. Be like,
subterfuge.
Be like, you know.
Be like, hey, did you hear about Kevin fucking whatever his name, you know, is he doing up there? Yeah, I heard they're fucking goats.
No, because you know what I would do? It's like, we'd have, like, cattle and stuff like that, and wherever we needed food, we'd, you know, obviously make our own food, because grocery stores are fucking dumb. And then I'd just take, like, whatever was left of the animal and just, like, sneak out in the night and just stick it on a fence post. So people are driving by and be like, there's the pig head on their fence, what's going on there? Maybe they just think we're some weird, like, fucking Satan cult, and they come up and they're just like, oh, fucking, come on in, man, we're having dinner, we got steak, we got taters. We got carrots.
If you really want,
we've got radishes for you fancies.
If you really want to get fucking weird about it, then
just really fuck with people. Anyway.
So anyway,
now that we've rambled about a bunch of really random weird shit.
Hey, but yeah, that's
that's called filling time.
That's the Blackbird cult. We're sure fucking is. We're you know, kind of not the weirdest of the three cults so far, and didn't make
definitely
me,
not no
didn't make me pissed.
I think Solar Temple would be the weirdest of them so far.
And just, yeah, and the 12 tribes just piss me off.
Right.
I mean, to no avail.
We can definitely find weirder cults, though.
Oh, yeah, probably. I will find another one at some point.
Dude, the Ant Hill Kids? That's a fucking weird cult.
Yeah.
So, there's a bunch of them out there.
So, yeah, this is one of those, well, not really this episode, but some of the other ones.
Cult chill, sorry.
Are maybe one of the ones where you want to go over to something like, you know, oh, say a place like studio.com and check them out and get a pair of earbuds, headphones to listen to it, you know, on your onesie. Or if you'd want to share it with everybody and have everybody else be like, who the fuck are these assholes?
I mean, you can share your earbuds too, but that's fucking gross getting somebody else's earwax.
Nah.
I don't even share earbuds with my wife.
I wouldn't.
That's fucking nasty.
Nah. Yeah.
I would sooner share a toothbrush than an earbud. Mm.
You can get a Bluetooth speaker for, you know, through Studio.
You sure can, and it is kick-ass.
Yes, it is.
Fully charged, it's like a 14-hour battery life. I mean, we built an entire fucking chicken run on less than a full charge.
Yeah, and it was pretty much dying for, like, the last 2 hours-ish?
Well, it was only about half charge when we started.
But, like, for the last 2 hours, it was basically trying to say, hey, charge me, dickheads.
Yeah, hey, fuckface, plug me in.
But it was still like, no. Going.
Yeah. I mean, the volume cuts down a little bit, but it's like a power saver thing, which is still a cool fucking feature because it adds to the battery life.
Which, I mean, was awesome.
Yeah, it's kick ass. Anyway.
Yeah, so put whatever you want into your basket.
I got you, motherfucker. Sorry. I had a skeeter.
Put whatever you want into your basket. Go into the checkout. Put in the promo code of DarkWindows15 in to get 15% off your entire purchase. Because, you know, I mean, right now, who doesn't want to save money? I do.
Saving money's for rich people.
Well.
If you got expendable money and you're not financing a cult, you can also go over to darkwindowspod.com, go to our Patreon, and give us some money and get an extra episode every month. Or you can go buy a t-shirt on our Threadless store, which we have links to on the website. And you can also go listen to our shit for free on ageofradio.org. And you could also... possibly, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you could probably find some other cool-ass shows on there.
Uh-huh.
I know some of you people, have come to us from other shows on the network, including a new one that just joined up.
We love you, though.
We do. We love all of you.
Except
for that one guy.
Yeah.
That can get fucking fucked.
Tried it once, never again.
No, that guy's fine.
Oh, he's fine, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we took his quote. And
I'll make that shit in a t-shirt.
We've been saying that for a while. But
no, there's that one guy.
That one guy.
That can fucking get fucking fucked right in his fucking face.
You know that guy.
Yeah.
I know that guy, too.
He's a fuck.
Fucker.
Just realized how many times I used that word today. Today was definitely one of those Mondays where I used fuck like a comma at work in front of people, so...
So yeah,
because I mean, you can use it as a comma, or you can just be like talking and just be like, "fuck," and that's a period. That is a sentence ending "fuck," and I have those all the time.
Anyway, so yeah, you can go over to Dark Windows on Facebook.
You can go to.
You can find us there.
Yeah, you can email us at darkwindowspod@gmail.com
for
all you French people.
Ooh, the Gmail, huh? Yep. And you can also find us on Twitter.
Maybe.
In the Instagram. We're Dark Windows Pod on there. We try to post things on there.
I suck at Twitter.
I suck
I'm okay at Instagram. I know they say like 10,000 hours makes you an expert at something. I think I'm approaching expert status at Facebook.
Ooh.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm at least semi-pro.
Oh, I think you were definitely like,
you know,
you're definitely close to pro.
I could go pro.
You could.
Except I don't bitch about politics enough.
No.
I could do that more, though. I usually just post pictures of fucking cats and stupid shit and dogs.
That's true. But, yeah. So, next week, what are we going to cover next week?
Next week? You know?
I don't.
We ain't quite there yet. Next week, actually, next week is going to be a listener request.
Yeah.
That this guy has been on my ass about this for a long time, and he finally broke my spirit, and we're going to talk about...
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
We love you, Tristan. You're awesome. We are going to talk about... And you guys are going to be like, fuck, really, another castle? Yeah, fuck, really, another castle. Except this shit ain't haunted. We're going to talk about Colditz Castle, which was a Nazi prison camp during World War II that housed some of the most...
Don't tell them all.
It's some of the most creative and, like, you know, the Nazis can get fucked kind of guys from countries such as the United States, Canada, Britain. I think there were some Aussies and some Kiwis in there as well. Basically, just a bunch of people that are like, so you've got us in jail. Surprise. We're leaving.
So the Great Escape.
Yeah, but cooler.
Okay.
Somehow. Because all instead right. of a prison camp, they're escaping from a fucking castle.
All right. I can't wait for this.
It's going to be rad. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Well, until then.
Just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you.
Don't.
Shut the fuck up. We're done.
Okay.